Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on today's local, why LA leaders are against a bill Governor Newsom signed today. Plus, a big win for LAUSD and its students. And the happy reunion between a man and his beloved pet. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's October 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. Today, Governor Newsom has signed a controversial bill that will allow more housing to be built in many neighborhoods across LA. But some local leaders are strongly against it. Our Alex Silverman explains why.
Advocates call it a transformative change to California's housing policy. It allows apartment buildings in neighborhoods within a half mile of transit stops, even if local zoning there is only for single-family homes.
SB 79 is not a silver bullet.
That's the author of the law, Bay Area State Senator Scott Weiner.
But it will allow more housing right by our very best public transportation, where we've invested a lot of taxpayer dollars.
There was a lot of opposition here in L.A., including from Mayor Bass and the L.A. City Council.
We are going to see the Manhattanization of Los Angeles.
That's Councilmember Tracy Park, who represents the West Side.
It is incredibly frustrating that bureaucrats from Sacramento, who have never even visited our neighborhoods, are pushing out these mandates that have now completely eliminated local control, the voices of our residents.
But first of all, to refer to elected state legislators as bureaucrats is it's pretty offensive and inaccurate. And to suggest that there's no local control is false. SB 79 specifically allows cities to craft alternative plans that meet their local needs.
Weiner says there's been a lot of misinformation about the law, including the idea that it would apply to the fire areas.
Which is literally false and made up. It has no applicability in Palisades or in Altadena because there are no qualifying transit stops there.
And he says concerns about massive radical change to the face of the city are overblown.
Sometimes they have a perception, even if it's sort of subliminal, that a bill gets signed into law and the next day a whole bunch of apartment buildings get dropped in from the sky or sprout from the ground. It's not how it works.
I'm Alex Silverman, KNX News 97.1 FM.
An LA judge temporarily rejected a request by State Attorney General Rob Bonta to place LA County's juvenile detention facilities into a receivership. While Bonta says the county hasn't done enough to fix the conditions at the facilities, the judge said that the state hasn't looked at all the other ways it could bring the county into compliance. A hearing will be held later this month on whether the county should be held in contempt of the court. UCLA students who live in the San Fernando Valley want an easy ride to school. They're tossing their support behind a mass transit plan from the valley to the west side. Here's Pete Demetrio with more.
Students attending a rally sponsored by Move LA at Bruin Plaza learned that environmental reports on a transit system are complete. And now, students like Izzy Gregg say a subway through the Sepulveda Pass would send a message about the advantages of mass transit and bring relief to thousands of students and workers on the west side who have to come in from the valley.
It'd make a huge difference because students would then know that they don't have to check their phone to see how long the traffic's going to be, knowing that they could have a commute that's 20, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get home, and having that knowledge that they can stay on campus, do work here, join clubs here, knowing they have an easy way to get home.
Students and political leaders know that even if ground is broken on a preferred transit option, like a subway through the pass, sometime next year, it may take until the mid-2030s to bring it fully online. But the traffic relief and the benefits of bringing commerce to Westwood and West LA make the project all the more desirable. At UCLA, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Meanwhile, LA Unified officials say students have showed substantial improvements in standardized test scores, with gains that they say exceed pre-pandemic levels. John Baird has the latest.
At a news conference at Maywood Elementary School, LA Unified Superintendent Alberto Carvalho laid it out this way.
Today is a historic day for Los Angeles Unified.
The superintendent, who was joined by the state superintendent, school board members, and educators, said the improvement they saw was across the board.
What we have never seen is that double-digit improvement in reading and mathematics. What we have never seen is every single grade level and every single subgroup improve in a compelling way.
He acknowledged, though, they have a long way to go.
We recognize and we're not satisfied with the number of children in our community who are still performing below standard. We're not satisfied with the fact that we still have kids who are not graduating.
Although the scores were behind the statewide average, LA students were said to be improving much more quickly than other students around California.
Okay. I know it's Friday and you don't want to be thinking about next week, but at least be ready to get out that umbrella because forecasters say we could see significant rain. The National Weather Service says Monday and Tuesday are the most likely days. Rainfall estimates are still sketchy, but the Weather Service says some areas could see up to 2 inches in some spots. Homeboy Industries, which provides jobs to former gang members restarting their lives, is planning a major expansion in LA's Chinatown. Our Craig Figner has that story.
Homeboy Industries is a flagship business here in downtown Los Angeles. I'm reporting from Spring and College. This is very near the place where Homeboy has essentially the place where people work, where they make food for the cafes. But very soon in this area, they'll be leasing land from the city of Los Angeles, land where they will build dormitories and housing for 200 people. Now, here is the founder of Homeboy, Father Gregory Boyle.
Housing. We've never really done that, except we farm it out and we have friends and here's a halfway house and here's a sober living. Maybe you can live there for 6 months. To build housing where people live there with the same intentionality that they work at Homeboy, that it's a community of kinship where people feel seen and cherished. And so why not expand what we have right now, like at the headquarters across the street, with housing.
Of course, building all this out to Father Boyle's vision will take tens of millions of dollars. The good news is they've already raised $10 million from McCourt Associates. They hope to actually break ground on this project, the first phase of housing, in about 18 months in downtown Los Angeles. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And finally, a cat reunited with his owner after he had been stolen by a food delivery driver. This happened last month in West Hollywood. Video of the man making off with the friendly cat named Floki went viral online and got picked up by local news outlets, including here at KNX. We spoke with Amir, Floki's owner, shortly after being reunited with his furry friend.
It's just an incredible, we never lost hope. And the past 2 weeks was like a really difficult time for me. My entire neighborhood, we were just became one, and there are so many people like reached out, helped, especially Caroline, and Claudia and a couple of my, friends around. We just never left hope. And finally, he's back and it's incredible.
Amir says all of the attention from social media and news outlets pressured the man who stole Floki into doing the right thing, which was turning the cat over to the police. Amir says Floki is now at home, safe and sound, and acting like himself. Congratulations, Amir, and welcome home, Floki. Well, that's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobio. I'll see you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.